Today is our day. Today is kind of officially, at least for me, today is kind of a special day for me. Today feels like the first real day we dive into this. You know, I think we've had a lot of fun.
Sure.
Talked some sports, talked the change to FM. You know, you and I still kind of figuring out our cadences and, you know, our chemistry and what we prioritize and stuff like that. Today feels real, though. Like, Big Ten Media Day, Dan Lanning, you know, we'll go live to him at the podium at 12:15, Tyson Alger at 11:15. Talking Ducks today. I don't want to dominate too much Ducks, but it is the big story. In the Big Ten, for me today, it's the Ducks and it's Penn State. And we'll probably give a little time for Penn State tomorrow. But today, you know, it's about looking forward. We are 105.1, the Fan, home of the Ducks. And let's jump right into it. Last year, an insanely successful season as you run through your inaugural season into the Big Ten and you go undefeated. You defeat Ohio State at home. Your schedule wasn't a cakewalk,
No. And
you looked pretty good doing it.
Yeah, I mean, the only hiccup they had was Ohio State turned into an absolute wagon and just...
ran into the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I don't like the Ducks. That's well documented. But I like what Lanning is doing.
Who hates the Ducks yeah. more on this show? Danny Morang or Patrick Harris?
Yeah,
503-864-62.
But yeah, but like,
just yes.
I genuinely believe in what Lanning is doing. But there are very real questions going into this season. You're replacing basically the entire offensive side of the ball.
But but your benefit is that your defense is a top 10 defense in the nation.
Yep.
I think that's the real thing. Do you ride on the success of 13-0, the success of going through undefeated in the Big Ten and winning the Big Ten title game, being the one seed in the playoff, or are you more hung up on the fact that you kind of got boat raced in a game against Ohio State?
No, you hang your hat on going undefeated in the Big Ten.
Yeah, like, you stay positive.
No, just stay positive. I mean,
even though it's not good enough, you know, it's like first thing's about winning division. Second thing's about winning a playoff game. We'll talk about Super Bowl later.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the reality of football. And like, even though Oregon went 13-0 last year, I just don't see a team in the country that's going to run the table. I don't.
That's true. We've talked about this. You know, I like Penn State out of the Big Ten, but Ohio State's picked to win. Texas is picked out of the SEC. Don't sleep on Georgia.
Or Alabama. Or insert team here. Like, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, like the whole...
My guy Kiffin.
The whole parody of it all. I think college football is actually in a really good place, despite there being so much upheaval and turnover. I think that's just going to be the reality of college football going forward, is that this is where things are going to be. And for Oregon, you know, I was talking to some guys earlier, just like, where Oregon's at. While they are turning over a ton on the offensive side of the ball, there's opportunity there.
They're reloading.
But
they're reloading at the same level as everybody else.
But beyond that, whoever ends up being the starting quarterback, I know everybody's penciling in Dante Moore. What if Novosad wins the job?
Truth.
Does Dante Moore go, all right, peace,
I'm
out?
That's what I'm going to ask Tyson.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. And, like, in the quarterback groups that are behind them, the younger guys are the Akili Smith Juniors, and now coming in the next class in Beaver, like, you're looking at things like, yeah, you hope, because you look at Ohio State right now. They've got, Kienholz and then Julian Sand, and everybody's kind of penciling in Julian Sand as being a starter. But Kienholz is, if you listened to Ryan Day yesterday, he was like, this is not a done deal. Now, part of that is probably like, let's keep this as much under wraps as humanly possible because we play Texas the first week of the season and we don't want to give them anything, because football coaches treat this stuff like nuclear secrets. Like, somehow you're just going to prepare differently for one quarterback you haven't seen for another quarterback you haven't seen.
And that's honestly the big test in all of the Big Ten. I mean, of your top flight security of the world, Craig, everybody but Penn State's breaking in a new quarterback. Whether they've been in the program or they're new.
You don't have the game reps.
Michigan is breaking in. Oregon's going to break in. Ohio State's going to break in. Indiana's going to break in.
And then Illinois has Luke Altmyer, who's probably the second best returning quarterback. Not even probably. He's the second best returning quarterback in the conference.
Yeah, behind Drew Aller.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Everybody bags on Drew Aller, but we're just giving him the benefit of the doubt as the best guy.
Look, he's
good. I'm not a hater on Drew Aller.
I'm not a hater on
him. I do need to see more.
I'm not a hater on him as a college quarterback. My haterism comes from the NFL projection stuff. Do not buy him as an NFL guy.
And I've talked to you about this. It is easy to keep those separate for
me.
And I think it's my love of college basketball. Like, I can watch a guy in college basketball and be like,
plenty of guys,
you are amazing. I know you don't.
Luka Garza.
Broom.
Just an absolute monster in college. Yep. Drew Timmy, monster in college. Like those guys go overseas.
John
get
Broom
the bag,
at Auburn.
Yeah, Johnny Broom. Like he had
awesome.
He actually had an okay summer league. But I remember Blazers fans be like, oh, they should take him at like the end of the first round, like or the beginning of the second round.
Caleb Love's lucky to be on a team. Great college player.
Yeah, and that's kind of the separation. But as it pertains to Oregon, it is going to be very interesting to kind of see what that ends up looking like because you do have the defense to fall back on. You probably have the second or third best safety in the country in Thiemann coming over from Purdue. You've got Mateo up front. You've got Bryce Batcher. Like you have a dude at every single level that you can absolutely count on.
And you've got to talk about Mateo before we get into the defense too much. Mateo is probably the face of the team from a player standpoint, right? Got a little Thibodeau in him, you know? Everyone knows you're the guy.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
It's hard to be that a leader guy unless you're like even Thibodeau. Like, was he like legitimately the face of the program at that point in time? Like,
no, but he was a guy that everybody knew was gonna go high, that had good leadership quality. You could count on night in, night out.
My point being, like, unless you're Ndamukong Suh, Jadeveon Clowney, like unless you're such a game breaking defensive player. It's hard to be that guy. Like, even Caleb Downs. Caleb Downs is probably the best defensive player in the country at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah Smith is the face of the program.
Fair.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
offense gets eyeballs, et cetera.
It just is what it is, and it's always going to it's going to default to quarterback, but if you've got a wide receiver who's an absolute freak or a running back who's like Ashton Jeanty. Like, yeah.
Freak.
If you've got a guy who's an absolute
Adrian Peterson. Freak.
Yeah, if you've got one of those guys outside of the quarterback position, fine. But on defense, you have got to be so otherworldly good. Like those Georgia teams, even with Jalen Carter being that, it was default to insert offensive player here.
Yeah, who's playing quarterback?
Or the entirety of the defense. It's the collective defense and not just that one guy.
But I'll ask, like, is this the new identity of Oregon? Like, is this something we can expect a little bit? I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, Lincoln Riley gets bashed for only caring about one side of the football. I'm not saying that at all about Lanning. But is this the new identity that the defense will be the stalwart in and out every single year and will figure out the offense on the fly? I mean, I almost think figuring out the offense on the fly is the new mode of college football, period. Mm. Of how many, you know, like who sits behind Arch Manning this year? You know, does that guy just go, screw this, I'm out of here and I'm going to go play for Kansas State instead because I'll start. You know, is the new face of college football, rock your defense, and we'll figure out the offense as we go along.
I mean,
that's where we are now since I mean, Bo, it started with Bo.
I mean, there's more spreading it around, certainly, because on defense, like, it's you're not going to hang your hat on the one guy, whereas the quarterback, you're going to hang your hat on the one guy.
Mm-hmm.